We now have a tech director's, national tech director, John Almella, will be giving a report. We have about 15 minutes in the agenda for it, and I just want to thank John for being willing to allow it to be displaced to today from yesterday and foreshortened because of how long we took. Thank you, John.
Hi there. I'm John Almella. I'm the Pacifica National Technical Director. I'd like to start and first mention why Pete Karakas will not be here giving his report today. It is because he is busy making sure our primary distribution system, the audio port, is successfully transitioned to a new server. The initial move was scheduled for last week, but because of unforeseen difficulties with a new hosting provider, a move to a different host had to be implemented. I would like to thank Pete, Ursula, Nathan, as well as Greg and Lonnie, and also the technical staff around the network, without whose cooperation and assistance, it would be impossible for me to do my job. Making Pacifica work is a collaborative process. I would like specifically to thank Eva, Armando, and Zubere for their warm welcome at KPFK, and of course Brian and the rest of the staff at the Pacifica Radio Archives. Last week I spent 3 days visiting both KPFK and the Pacifica Radio Archives. KPFK has a wonderfully well-structured station, which has implemented technology to a high level. It is obvious they are constantly reevaluating their station's production, information technology, and web technology needs. To this end, the technical staff of KPFK and myself have discussed a possible road trip for them to Berkeley to meet with their counterparts at KPFA to discuss the strengths and needs of KPFK, to see how KPFA has implemented their technical infrastructure, and to form interstation working relationships. During my preliminary visit to the archives, I had discussed with Brian and the rest of the staff, exploring plans for future upgrades and expansion to the preservation system for their audio archives. Here is an update to some of the current projects I've been working on. The CPB HD Radio Awards Grant. My contact at the CPB has informed me that the three grants we applied for, which are for KPFK, for WPFW, and WBAI, are in the final decision stage. The recommendation from the people at the CPB have been in our favor to receive these grants. At WBAI was not granted the additional hardship allowance because these extra funds are typically given to stations with much smaller budgets. Next, I want to talk a little bit about the upgrade to the Pacifica KU satellite system and the internet support streams. The transceiver at KPFA, which has accumulated over 30,000 hours past its average failure time, has been replaced thanks to KFCF, which receives a significant portion of its programming from KPFA over a separate channel. We are in the process of building an emergency backup for our KU internet streams. These will be based at KPFT in case KPFA loses their internet connectivity or in case of rain fades or other problems with the KU satellite itself. Many of our affiliates use these streams as a primary way to receive the programming we provide over the KU satellite. Future discussions for upgrades include finding a way to transfer regularly scheduled KU programs via files across the network directly to the KU automation system. The next thing I'd like to discuss is the new Arbitron system named the Portable People Meter, the Purple People Eater. Arbitron, the company which analyzes and sells reports on radio listenership, is in the process of transitioning to a hardware-based data collection system. It utilizes an inaudible, unique digital code broadcast by the station. People selected for a survey wear beeper-sized devices which receive and record station codes. The data reliability of this new system is better than the current written diary system, and the people meters will be the only way Arbitron will collect data in our stations' areas by the end of 2008. At present, Arbitron is not charging stations for the required hardware for the system. CPB uses Arbitron listenership data as their primary way to qualify stations for community service grants. Since this funding comprises a fairly substantial portion of our sister stations' budget, it would be advisable to install the free hardware at our stations. Now I'm going to give a listing of some of my objectives for 2008. PMB members can see their board packets for more detailed information. I'm doing this because we don't have a whole lot of time. The local unit needs assessment and hardware inventories, which would mean going to the stations, doing a need assessment with a group, which would comprise of operational and web technology, programming, outreach, and financial people working with the stations. Hardware inventories, being able to inventory each piece of equipment at the station so we can plan upgrades and also plan for equipment replacement. National technical staff oversight of the local unit technology budgeting. I think that speaks for itself. I'd like to spend more time updating the Pacifica support wiki for online training and support materials. Also, in the next month, I want to implement biweekly network-wide technical staff teleconferences so we can discuss projects that we're working on and things we run into that are challenges. Also, of course, there's the digital distribution planning and support that I'm working on with Rob Robinson. Now we come to the challenges. Budgeting appropriately for our technological future should be a priority. Pete and myself are experts in how to achieve the network's technology upgrades inexpensively. We work with small amounts of money and spend them wisely, but we do have to have some funds earmarked for technology. The upgrade to AudioPort and the continuing upgrade to the KU satellite system are our priorities. It is Pete's assessment that we cannot continue to effectively operate even at our current web operation level without an added system administrator position to help maintain the Pacifica websites. Last year, this board approved the creation of this system administrator position to serve as an assistant to Pete. We hope this board will approve the same. Without this added part-time staff, we will continue to be hampered by further email and security problems, delays in content posting, and limited e-commerce. Additionally, we need funding for a consultant position to stream the many PNB and committee meetings. I have been streaming these meetings almost nightly, which adds up to close to a third of my weekly work hours. The job description of the National Technical Director calls for coordinating the streaming operations rather than personally streaming the bulk of these meetings. There is a choice here whether my labor will go into the streaming of governance meetings or whether to the planning and implementation of Pacifica's technological future. And of course, Lonnie is working with us on trying to find a place to put this into the budget. The last thing I'd like to do is I'd like to give additional thanks to Menno, John, and Zuberi for engineering this meeting so I didn't have to do it. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have 4 minutes for questions, so that's basically time for one or two questions and a response, Lydia.
John, is there any Is there any kind of technology whereby the committee chairs could press a button? Notice how basic I am. And we could stream it ourselves, and or can the board consider the option, given that it's not a live audience, you're not having interaction with the public, but we definitely want the content to be made available to the public, whereby it doesn't have to go out on real time, but perhaps we could record the meetings and require that they be posted within 24 hours or something like that, something that would facilitate. I always feel guilty when, you know, when John's on there, especially if we don't meet quorum or whatever.
We have looked into options. There's no option that would allow us to automatically stream. There is an option. Ring 2 can record and produce an MP3 for us, but that means that the stream, you're not streaming, and it's after the fact. And I think people listen to the meetings and actually lobby some of the members on the meeting via email during the meetings, and that would be lost. But that's up to, I guess, the executive director and possibly the PNB to decide.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is LaVarne Williams. Thank you for the report, and I certainly echo your compliments to KPFK, the staff, and to the to all of the staff and to the technical group back there. It's a pleasure to work with you. Just a question. As far we've talked and heard a lot about the signal and the issues with the station that's broadcasting from Mexico. What is the status, and what is the technology committee and doing with that, and what is the status of that? Thank you.
You're talking about the interference between.
Yes, here in LA, KPFK.
We haven't dealt with that. But I can put that on the agenda for discussion, and also talk to Don Mussel and actually have him on that call. You know.
Sorry. Thank you very much, John. My question is around our network. We have 5 radio stations, and they have. I don't know what the potential capabilities, technical capabilities of each one of the stations are. I know that the radio station where I come from, KPFA, we have an excellent engineer there, Michael Yoshida. And so I just want to know, can you compare the technical capability of each one of these stations and where we can help and which station could use more help?
Without making any enemies.
Right.
Thank you for putting a firecracker in my pocket, Sarv. Some of the stations, KPFA and KPFK, have implemented technology to a high level. KPFT, which has lesser funds, has also implemented technology to a pretty high level. WBAI and WPFW need some help. And it's going to be my priority in this next period to work with them. You know, the hardware inventories and the needs assessments are going to be specifically targeted at those two stations on the East Coast.
Thank you.
I have more questions.
What?
I have one quick question. Just to follow up on what you just said about BAI particularly, is it the financial issue?
I'm going to ask you not to answer that question.
It's financial and it's operational, and we're going to be working with that. I talked to Robert a day or two ago about this, and we're working on a plan, and I'm going to be working specifically with their operations staff to try to resolve some of the problems so that we can move them forward.
Thank you.
Any further time is going to require an extension of time, and we need at least an hour and a half in executive session, and we have time that we need in public session as well.
Move 5 minutes.
No.
5 minutes. Motion to extend time by 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there objection?
Object.
Please, all those in favor of extending by 5 minutes, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, you ran into
it.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, all those opposed? Two, it passes. We have 5 more minutes. Rob, Bertol, and LeVar want to speak again at this time.
Just briefly.
I'd just like to make the point that I think that what John and Pete are doing is basically working with the stations that have got extraordinarily good technology and technical components, and I mean specifically KPFA and KPFK. They should be lauded for that. But what John and Pete are trying to do is they're trying to help work with the technology committee and Michael Woodson to see that we can try to replicate some of the best practices that have been developed at those stations and bring that to the other stations. And I think that that's the approach that we as a board need to encourage, because it's been very rare. And if we allow ourselves to take the things that we do well and make sure everybody has the benefits, then we're all going to be much better off. So I'd like to thank both John and Pete for that, and Michael Woodson on the technology committee, which hitherto
has not been active. And the best way to do that is to get people, to get the staff at the different stations talking.
I recognize Bertolt. Time for all of you.
Just like to end like more of the status of HD radio technology and so forth and so on. And I also would like to, since you could not answer a raised question, just answer it by an answer. You and Pete, who are the technology people, are actually at BAI in New York. And then BAI is the least technological, one of the least technological station. Obviously, there must be a lack of will and collaboration, more than just money. That's all. So the HD question.
What exactly do you want to ask about?
Where do we stand? It seems like it's taking off, and
we're 99.5% going to have that grant. We've been told that. I talked to our contact, and we're going to get the grant. The question is financial, whether we can implement that.
And that's a question I had. Will we implement?
I think Lonnie, that's...
I understand the urge to deal with it, but as a board, we cannot deal with every single issue in the space of this board meeting. So we're at time now. We've exhausted the 5 minutes. We need to proceed. John is available via email and phone at any time for board members who have questions. Unless there's a motion to extend time, we're going to proceed. Okay, thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Now, we had discussed...